This is episode 175 for Monday, August 31st, 2020. Today is another Meta Monday, and although I have been catching up on some podcast episodes from my fellow Dog Days of Podcasting participants, I'm sorry to say I have not been taking any notes. So here are a few off the cuff thoughts. Clinton, I have definitely been enjoying the actual odd news stories and the comedy riffs on them. They almost always make me smile. Thank you for entertaining us with those. Nutty and Tech, I'm glad you finally got around to watching Brave, and I'm glad you enjoyed it so much. It's one of my favorite Pixar/Disney movies, too, for most of the reasons you mentioned. I don't talk about it much, but for a past Anime NebraskaCon, which is our local anime convention in the area, I did actually make a Princess Merida dress at one point. It's like most of mine, it's way too big for me. So I only wore it for that one convention pretty much. Still hanging in my closet, and I still have stuff to make a better one, and I intend to make a better one that fits me better at some point. Because I agree, Princess Merida is definitely one of my favorite Disney princesses. And I'm afraid that is all the meta thoughts that I have off the top of my head right now. So I will carry on with the next two Nebraska Passport stops. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 31 of 35. I can't believe it, I'm almost done with these. Tree Adventure at Arbor Day Farm and Lewis and Clark, I'm gonna turn to the right page, Lewis and Clark Interpretive Trail and Visitor Center. I have been to Tree Adventure at Arbor Day Farm before. It has been on the Passport Tour before. It is really cool. I would love to go again. I do not know how they're dealing with physical distancing, probably by limiting the number of people in there at a time. If they are indeed doing something like that, then I am absolutely all for it. It's an outdoor attraction. With hiking trails, I'll go ahead and read from the passport. A nature-themed attraction with hiking trails, interactive features, and treetop village. Make your way between 11 tree houses without ever touching the ground, and bounce sky-high on North America's first WonderNet. That was not there the last time I was there. This I gotta see. And I would love to see those tree houses again. I spent a little bit of time exploring them when I was there last, and it was really fun. Nebraska City's about an hour or so south of Omaha, and I drive there every summer to go see Nebraska Passport stops. And I didn't spend as much time as I would have liked at the Tree Adventure last time. I would love to take some more time to explore some more of the tree houses and more of the attraction. My other stop for today, also in Nebraska City, and I don't think has been on the Passport Tour before, or if it has, it was before I started participating. Lewis and Clark Interpretive Trail and Visitor Center. Observe and discover the 300 new plants and animals Lewis and Clark found on their 2.5-year adventure. Walk in the footsteps of the explorers on our outdoor trails. So definitely a lot of fun. But I have not been there. My very first passport stop that I did go to, as an aside, in Nebraska City was the Apple Farm and Country Store. I didn't actually go pick any apples, but I could have. So I know that area fairly well. That is it for today. I will record an... Oh, right. Before I go. Hypothetically, I made plans, and today is part one of two of a hypothetical trip that I would take to hit the four passport stops that are south of Omaha, and it will be more than just hypothetical. Probably take it toward the end of September or early October, I hope. But tomorrow, I will talk about the other two stops that are down a couple of hours of driving south of Omaha.